Well, many of us like to hang on to the things that have special meaning or value, but some people overstep the boundaries and it becomes hoarding, and it happens more to people as they get older.
Joining us now this morning is Anthony Cirillo. He's an expert on aging and the author of this book right here, Who Moved My Dentures? Welcome, Anthony Cirillo, to Charlotte Today. Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
I'm good.
How are you doing today? Good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Serious topic. You talk about the increased risk of hoarding in people over the age of 55. Why is this an issue, or can it be an issue later in life?
Well, I think there's a couple things. They say that 4% of the population has hoarding tendencies, and it goes up to like 6.2% when you're over 55. I think some of it's natural. We accumulate things. I mean, I think if you went into my house, you would say this is a pristine cookie cutter house, as one of our sons like to say. But my wife and I think it's cluttered. You know, we have to get rid of stuff. So you have to kind of balance this idea of what is this compulsive behavior versus, you know, what is kind of normal. But as you get older, you know, some things, you know, when you're lonely and depressed, things kind of take the place of, you know, people in your life. Sometimes, you know, your health is just in a point that you can't do anything about it. Things become sentimental. You don't want to get rid of them. Sometimes you're embarrassed because it's so overwhelming, to take care of. And some people are actually proud of their stuff. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, and there's actually been some new studies that show that people who eventually go on to get Alzheimer's have some hoarding tendencies. So I guess that's something we have to watch too. Hmm.
You know, I would say my mom, she doesn't like to throw anything away, and she's not really a hoarder, but what are some of the signs I would need to look for a person who may want to hoard?
Well, when you go into somebody's house, I mean, I think you have to use your senses, especially your sight and smell. So if you go in and you can't make it from point A to point B, obviously that's a sign. You know, if the refrigerator has spoiled food, if there's expired medications, if there's cosmetics that, you know, have expired, all these become then health hazards down the line. Drawers that are spilling out over with things, a person who can't decide when to get rid of something, or is a compulsive shopper. And, you know, so a lot of these things, and, you know, piles of bills that are unopened. So, you know, all of these are potential signs, and one, especially if you use spaces that are not normally meant for storage, like bathtubs and beds. And I actually know somebody from another life who hasn't slept in their bed for years. It sleeps on a recliner. Now, that's a real hoarder.
Mm-hmm. Right? And there are dangers that are associated with hoarding. I mean, it can be a real health concern.
Yeah, so you actually kind of follow the logic. If it's a fall hazard, if the house is not safe, you could fall and break a hip. That's not good. Medication interactions, if something's expired, cosmetics can cause infections, food poisoning. If you have unpaid bills, well, you're going to then have financial problems. So there's a fire hazards, obviously. And then when you have all this stuff, you're going to have an unclean house. So you have mold, mildew, mice, the three M's. There you go.
Mold, mildew, and mice, the three M's. I'm glad we had no mold, mildew, and mice.
Isn't that uplifting?
So with all of this being said, then, how can you help a loved one who may have hoarding tendencies?
Right. And I think there's a few angles that you can take. So first of all, you have to be non-judgmental, and you have to empower them, because they really have to take charge of doing this. So that has to be theirs. So start with low-hanging fruit, as they say. So instead of doing the kitchen, you know, tackle a closet. And it's very important to praise them often when they're doing this. And they can have what they call removal remorse. So once they decide to get rid of it, you get rid of it.
So you mean they don't put it in a different room, though?
You can do that, or you immediately get rid of it. It goes out in the trash, or you take it somewhere. You can go with the safety angle. So mom or dad, this could cause a fire. You might trip. We really should take care of this. You can go the charity angle. Everybody thinks their things are important for them, or somebody else has a use. So put it in a box. Don't look at it for 6 months. If you haven't touched it, it goes to charity. Other side of that is it might be worth something. So you can maybe have it appraised. If something's sentimental, like a dress, you cut out a swatch and you put it in a scrapbook, or put it on a quilt or shadow box, that kind of thing. And then there's practical things. Get off of direct mail lists, buy a shredder, get on online pay bills, bills, and then if it's really serious, get a professional organizer and a cleaner.
That's right.
So there's things you can do.
Anthony, thank you so much. Go to educatedaging.com for more information, educatedaging.com. And don't forget, Anthony is the author of Who Moved My Dentures?
Great title.
Great to see you. Thanks so much.
Thanks
you,
for
sir.
Having me.
All right, coming up this